Well, good morning. Good to see everybody here today. Love to hear that chatter. Love to hear the hum. You know, I told somebody as they came up on the sidewalk this morning, I'll go get a knife for you to help cut through the humidity and the fog. I told them, you know, we don't have this in winter. Just saying, it's nice and dry. But anyway, moving on. So good to see everybody here this morning, to have everybody. It's good to be back. Thank you for your prayers. So excited to be in the midst of God's family and what He continues to do here. And as we have talked about before, God continuously bringing people in that He leads here, and that He presses upon their heart and their minds to become a part of the church body, the church family, that He continues to grow here today. And so this morning, I'm going to ask the Nash family if they'd go ahead and come on up here. They have an armful as they come forward, but it's GR, Julie, and you have Ben, you have Josh, and you have Kelly. Every time, see, this is what shows me I'm getting older, because every time I look at Kelly, I'm like, she's just a couple months old, right? And time keeps going quicker and quicker, and they're a beautiful, beautiful family. I've had the privilege and the blessing of getting to know them, and GR and Julie have come and spoken with me, and they were baptized here, if you remember, a while back. I remember. All right, let me put you in on this. We go through the process of membership, and I said, now, you all have been baptized, right? And they looked at me, and GR went, you did. And I'm like, just one of those mental moments, and I'm like, I'm human. I felt terrible. As soon as he said it, I remembered it, and I'm like, I am so sorry. Please forgive me. And yet they still want to join the church. If that's not a sign of God's leading and God's direction, I don't know what is. But we are so, I'm so proud of you, GR, as a man, as a dad, as a husband, and your children, and Julie as well as a wife and as a mom. And so what we do here is we present them here before you, and you pray over them for a week. If there's anything anyone would like to come talk to me about throughout the week, you can do that in the privacy of my office. But I just want to pray over them with you this morning as a church body, as I present them before you to welcome into the family here. Clinton Bible Fellowship. Lord Jesus, we come before you today, and we do rejoice in your faithfulness. We rejoice in your goodness. I am so thankful, Father, that we see your hand at work in the hearts of families and of people. And I thank you, Father, especially here this morning for the Nash family, for GR and for Julie, and Father, just for what you have done in their lives and what you will continue to do. I pray for their children, Father, that they would grow strong in you, that you would give them a hunger and desire for the things of you, that they would become mighty weapons in the hands of God. Father, guide and direct us all here as we continue about your work and for your eternal kingdom, that we would stay focused upon you. And Lord, in the week to come as we pray over this precious family, I pray that you would just direct and guide and strengthen and encourage them. For in the name of Jesus we ask it, and for your glory's sake, amen. We welcome all of you here today, and what we do every Sunday is we start our services with an opportunity to pray. You know, we get wound up throughout the week and just in life, and the reality is many times that spills into Sunday. Anybody ever feel like you're in a hurry on Sunday morning? Please somebody raise their hand, because, okay, there we go. Don't make me feel like I'm a loner on this one. But I just, for me personally, I always like to take some time and slow down, even before coming in here, but then together as a body, to slow down, to still and quiet our hearts and our minds, and to align ourselves with the God that we are worshiping. And so this morning, I just invite you to do that in the stillness and the quietness of your own heart and your own mind. Just pray to the Lord here this morning. Almighty, infinite Father, our precious Lord and Savior Jesus. Hallowed be your name. You are holy. We are undeserving of your grace. But Father, we exalt you here today that you are a gracious God. You are a faithful God. And so we come before you as sinful beings. Father, we lay bare in all of our weaknesses and our faults and our troubles, our heartaches, our shortcomings. And God, we praise you and worship you here this morning. Father, if it not for the umbrella of grace that you have extended through your Son Jesus, that would not be possible. We thank you that you broke down the wall, you tore the curtain, you broke the barrier of sin so that we could come into the presence of the Holy. And we do that this morning with a heart filled full of emotions from a human standpoint. But God, I pray that we would rid our minds of the distractions that so many times accompany a daily routine, and may we quiet ourselves before the throne of the Almighty King. Lord, I pray that your Spirit would be strong here this morning. I pray that you would speak to the heart of man. I pray that you would be exalted, not just sermon, but through all that is done here today, through our song, through the welcome, through the fellowship. Lord, we thank you that you are a good, good Father. You're perfect, you're just, you're righteous. While we may stumble, we can look to your example and to follow your steps. For you are our heavenly, holy, almighty Father. May your name be exalted above all else. Keep distractions and the enemy at bay. And fill this place with the power of your Holy Spirit. And may we know your presence this morning. For in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, we ask it. Amen.
Amen. And happy Father's Day to all the dads. We're going to ask you to all stand, and we're going to praise the Lord. And sing about our awesome, everlasting God, our everlasting Father, eternal. We're going to sing about him right now.
Since we wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord. Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord. Our God, you reign forever.
that he comforts those in need. I dare say we all fall in that category daily. Thank you. You may be seated.
Good morning. You know, it's nice to be honored as Trent's trying to ship me here. It's nice to be honored for Father's Day, but our Father in Heaven, we need to honor every day, amen? That's where the real honor goes. You know, I've also told some people in my office who sometimes ask for some time off to visit, do something with their child or whatever, and I say, you know what, being a parent comes first. It's the most important role that any of us can have. No matter what our job is, being a parent and being a godly parent is the most significant thing we can ever do in the world, amen? Man or woman, father, wife. I want to just make one little note here. Our daughter Ashley is about 4.5 months pregnant, I think, right now. She sent us a text yesterday of the ultrasound. And we saw this little foot with toes and a little hand and her arm. And you can see the muscles. And the ultrasound is so, you can see so much with it now. You know, you can see the little metatarsal bones in the toes and everything. And oh, it was just, she sent it and said, Happy Grandpa's Day. And what a wonderful thing, you know, for people to think that that's not a real human being in there. I don't know where they think, but what an amazing thing. Anyway, praise God for that. Great to have Pastor Zach back in the Furches family after a little vacation. We're so happy to have you back. We were in good hands with Pastor Saunders and Pastor Woodbridge, but it's great to have our own pastor, amen, in the family here. Can we have Joe Salemi come up for a quick announcement?
So we're really, really happy that you guys took some time to go recharge with your family and get some time on vacation. That was awesome. We're glad you guys are all back. And, you know, you've blessed so many of us here as a church. And we know that you guys have an anniversary coming up in July. And so the church, yeah, you do. You're welcome. So the church wanted to bless you guys with a little getaway. Church wanted to send you up to Mills Falls up on Lake Winnipesaukee in New Hampshire. It's really beautiful up there. It's a cool restaurant shop, so you can just sit by the lake and do nothing. So it's awesome. And we have some logistics already worked out. You could talk to Linda after. All right. Yeah.
Yeah, Pastor, we were going to tell you we had a couple of fundraisers while we were gone. We just had some bingo. We had a carnival out back. Joe was selling doves and hens and stuff here and goats. All right, a couple announcements. If you look in your bulletin, next Sunday is the meeting for an Omega Sports Camp. That's the VBS program that's going to be coming up very soon. So that'll be next week after Sunday school. Also, on Tuesday, June 20th, a six-week Bible study. I believe that's just for the ladies, correct, Pastor? Yes, just for the ladies. The Broken Way, and that's with Sue Salemi. And you can see Sue for details, or there's a sign-up sheet in the foyer, ladies, for that. And then on July 2nd, there'll be our quarterly church business meeting, which is for members. So please make a note of that. That will stay for just a little bit after Sunday school on that day. And then on next Sunday, June 25th, will be SNAP, Sunday Night at Pastors. And that'll be right behind the church here at the parsonage, and it'll be a cookout and a little campfire. Always a great time of fellowship, snacks, and a message from pastor. So make a note of that, and there's a sign-up sheet in the foyer for that also. And if you haven't ever come to it, come. It's a great time of fellowship. Good time to meet people. We get new people like almost every week here. It's a good time to meet people that maybe we don't know and fellowship a little bit, but it's always a tremendous message too. We have the ushers come forward. And as they do, we're going to stand and recite Lamentations 3, verses 22 and 23. Let's go ahead and recite that together. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Lamentations 3, 22 and 23. Jeff, would you lead us in a prayer?
Sure. Our Heavenly Father, our God. because you first loved us and sent your Son for us. Lord, we pray this morning that as fathers, we would be the leaders, the guides, the help in our homes. And though some of us might not be able to teach, Lord, at least we can read a portion of Scripture and have a season of prayer with our family. And Lord, help us to be consistent and faithful that our children would grow up in the ways of the Lord and their children would grow up in the ways of the Lord. So, Father, we thank you for being our Father and loving us, even loving our souls, sending your Son to die for our sin. We thank you and praise you, Lord. And now, this part of the service, Lord, we worship you with our tithes and offerings. And we pray that you would use these to your glory and honor. And we just praise you now in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him I will trust.
That is beautiful. But you know, I was just sitting there and thinking, Lord, let this be the cry of each of our hearts, that we want to know you more. I want to know you more tomorrow than I do today, and so on. Beautiful job. Thank you so very much. Well, today is Father's Day, and we want to acknowledge our dads and the self-proclaimed, where's Rick Maynard, Gramps now. So he holds that title. But we are very appreciative of our fathers. I know that the older I've gotten, the more that I love my earthly father. The wiser and smarter he is. You've heard that saying, the older I get, the smarter my parents get. But you know, he gave me something, I believe it was on my 18th birthday, called Your Name. And Dad was big on a number of things, but one of the things was the kind of reputation that you hold. And he used to tell me, amongst other things, reputations are earned, not given. And he said, that is good or bad. And to carry the name of Furches and carry that on, that lineage, is something that he took great pride in. And he passed it on to me as I do my sons. But you know, it's the same way in Scripture, and I just wanted to share a quick verse with you in 2 Kings. As Elijah was nearing the end of his life, and he was going to be taken up with a chariot into heaven, he was a father figure of sorts to Elisha. And as they went out and were drawing near, and the time had come when Elijah was about to be taken into heaven, Elijah said something to Elisha in 2 Kings 2 and verse 9. And so it was, when they had crossed over, that Elijah said to Elisha, ask, what may I do for you before I am taken away from you? Elisha said, please let a double portion of your spirit be upon me. And of course, Elijah went on to say, that's a very difficult thing. We had our devotions on that on vacation one morning, and Luke said that. He goes, that was kind of an odd thing to ask. How do you do that? And we began to explain that. And here it is in a nutshell. Elisha knew who Elijah was. He obviously had been with him, had followed him, had seen him, and heard of his reputation. And what Elisha was saying to Elijah was, I want to be who you are times two. What a legacy. What a legacy that someone would look at one's life and say, I want to be just like them and some more. And of course, we understand that it wasn't just Elijah the man, but the Holy Spirit that consumed Elijah, that made him who he was. And what a legacy that each of us as fathers have, and the opportunity to leave behind us, that our sons and our grandsons, our nephews and uncles, so on and so forth, would say, I want to be like them. Would all of our dads go ahead and stand to your feet, please? And we have some teenage young men that are going to come and just give you a little bit of a gift that we have prepared here for you. Just continue to stand. Once you get your gift, don't sit down. We'll make you stand back up again and embarrass you that way, make you give a 15-minute testimony. So we just want to go and thank you. You guys can go ahead. Thank you, boys. Appreciate that. You know, I love what they're giving you there. I have a bookmark, and I just want to encourage all of the men, the dads who are here with us. Don't forget Trent behind us here, guys. Somebody run back and grab him. Did somebody grab you yet? I won't forget you, brother. I won't do that. There we go. I have a bookmark. It says, men who kneel before God stand before anyone. And the verse on the back is from Psalm 28, verse 7, that says, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. I want to encourage each of you as men, let God be your shield. As we'll see this morning from Jeremiah, let him be your portion. And be men of God that kneel before God himself so that we can stand in this world and be leaders as he has instructed. We love you, I love you, and we're proud of you. Happy Father's Day to each and every one of you. And remain standing as we head into our worship here now.
Yes, happy Father's Day. And I just wanted to recognize the gals who sang offertory. That was the part of the Engage team. They're going to be presenting that up at Word of Life less than a month from now. We're leaving July 16th, and they were just performing it for their local church prior to going up there. Was that awesome? It was such a blessing. And amen. Give them a hand. And straight away, we have Allie and Megan going up to Word of Life to do Camp Crew. They're going to be working there for the summer, working to the Lord. And Charlie's already up there working up at the campground. So pray for the teens. Pray for Word of Life Camp start next Sunday. So Word of Life, New York. There's going to be thousands and thousands of kids with the opportunity, if they don't know him, to know the Lord. So let's praise the Lord and worship this morning in an awesome song. Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise. Let's sing it.
Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise.
great God. You know, we're about to sing a song about God's amazing grace. And, you know, I turn and think of John 1:16 and 17. And of his fullness have all we received, and the grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. And then you just can't help but focus on John 3:16 on Father's Day. How do you not? If you're a dad, imagine sending your only begotten son. It brings me to tears. The only one you got. I got one son. This is amazing grace. Let's sing it right now. Jesus. Can I get a witness? Amen. Praise him for all he's done for us. And this song talks about it. The Lamb of God, he came from heaven. You know, I don't know that we always think about the fact that he left the perfect environment and the perfect everything to come here. Are we in agreement that it's not so perfect here? Yeah. Yeah. He left. He came from heaven's throne. Heaven's throne. You know what? Teens, can I get a what? Thank you. Know what? We're going to go to heaven and be with him forever if you know him as your personal Lord and Savior. And if you don't, you need to. He came from heaven's throne.
Trade.
praise you and thank you because you're an awesome God. Lord God, you so loved us that you gave your only begotten Son. Lord, as a father, that's mind-blowing to me. Mind-blowing. And you don't have to be a father to have your mind blown about that. Lord God, you left heaven. You sent your Son from heaven here. Oh, Lord God, we praise you. We praise you for the victory that is found in Jesus. Through the precious spilled blood of Jesus on a cross for us, paying our price. Lord God, may we never take these things for granted. And may we ever be mindful of you. May we worship you daily and look forward with great anticipation to eternity with you. We love you. Use Pastor as he brings your word to us right now, we pray. In Jesus, your Son's precious, holy name, we pray. Amen. Thank you.